There are other forms of talk too. The insecure person will read a book, overhear a conversation, and then put forth that knowledge to someone else who didn't read that book and who didn't overhear that conversation as their own knowledge. It's really a dangerous thing to do, because the conversation may be all wrong and the book may be out of date in its knowledge and the author may have made some mistakes. And then that same person would argue with anyone who challenged any of the concepts he got from the book, was putting forth as his own concept, and try to defend it, but not have the knowledge to defend it with. You get into a big tangle. Misunderstandings, hurt feelings. To be really effective with what you know and to be a believable person, you have to be right out front with what you don't know. You have to be ready to say, I don't know anything about that. I have not formed an opinion yet. Because if you have an opinion on absolutely everything, it's an unbelievable situation, because people aren't like that. Knowledge is like a big box. Some people have a bigger box than others, but it does have boundaries. It has a top, bottom, and four sides. I, for one, am very careful to say what I don't know. And it surprises people, because guru is supposed to know everything. That's what they read in books. But everything that is in the books is not necessarily correct. So to be believable, you have to know what you know very well. And there's two kinds of knowledge. Knowledge you get from books, knowledge you get from other people, knowledge that you put into action a little bit in your life, which is more believable than anything else, and then experiential knowledge. The knowledge that you take in from the outside and match it with your own superconscious knowing is the most believable knowledge, and that will go deep into the people that listen. And that is what you should use as your pearls and your diamonds and your rubies and your sapphires and value. And always have that at the front part of your mind. Your experiential knowledge. The knowledge that have made you the person you are today. Now we feel that to distinguish between book knowledge, what we know through experience, or what we have surmised by thinking, three different things. If we're talking to somebody, say, then we should give the name of the book. Then the blame can, if he's wrong, go on the author of the book. And then we quote. So this is quotable knowledge. And that's also very good to do. Knowledge that you've thought about and put together yourself, you should say, I've been thinking about this. And this is my conclusion so far. Because the only absolute knowledge is experiential knowledge. And no one can change that. Because it compares exactly with those who've had the same experience. And that's the valuable knowledge. So then you're a very believable person. Oh, do you remember? Say what you don't know. I don't know. Let's go on to another subject. Or, yes, I do know something about that. I read it in a book. And this is what I remember having read. Or, yes, I do know something about that. I've had different conversations, and I've thought about it myself, and these are the conclusions I've arrived at so far.